Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek, the second Perek of Bava Metzia, will deal with the halachos of lost objects. What to do when you find an object that has been lost. The Torah tells us that if a person finds a lost object, they have an obligation to return it to their owner. What happens, though, if you don't know who the owner is? Then there's an obligation to make a public announcement of some sort, which, without giving too much detail of the identification of the item, but enough so that the person knows that it was their item was found, and then they can give a siman, they can give a identifying sign that you can know clearly that they are the owners of the lost object. However, if an item has no siman, has no identifying sign, then we can presume that the owners have given up hope of finding it again because they have no way of identifying the object, and therefore they are mafkir it. They consider it to be hefker, ownerless, and anyone who finds it can keep it. However, it's possible that at the time that you found the object, the owner did not know that he lost it yet. And therefore, we can't say that he necessarily had yush, that he gave up hope for it, because he doesn't even know it was lost. This is a concept called yush shalomidas. Yush, that in other words, if he had known that he had lost it, he would have given up hope, but he doesn't know that he lost it. So it's yush without knowledge. And there's a machlokas, Abaye and Rava in the Gemara, about whether or not yush shalomidas, such as this, is that considered to be bona fide yush, and therefore you can keep the object. Happens to be that Abaye, who we paskin like, is of the opinion that it is not considered to be yush. It because just the fact is that he didn't know about it, and therefore we can't say he gave up hope, and therefore you can't keep the object. Under what circumstances can he keep the object? If it's the type of item that has no siman, plus it's also the type of item that a person recognizes right away after he lost it, and therefore by the time that person who finds it. We can assume that there has already been yush. And that is the list that we're going to have in this Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Elu mitzios shalov, elu chayev lahachris. Which mitzios, which items that are found can the person keep, they can be considered his, and which ones is he obligated to announce? And our Mishnah will begin, Elu mitzios shalov. These are the ones that he can keep. Matzah peros mefuzarin. Let's say he found fruit that has been spread out in the public area. They will not have a siman, they have no sign, and they're the type of item that's heavy enough or important enough that he would notice right away if he's missing it. Or most mefuzaros, monies that are spread out. And the reason we keep on saying spread out is because if there's a specific location where they are, the location itself might be a siman, might be an identifying sign. Or the next case, krichos berushos harabim, you have bundles of grain that are bound up in the public domain. Ve'igulei dvela, or round cakes of fig cakes, kikoros shel nachtom, or the loaves of bread that have been produced by a professional baker. Professional baker makes all his breads the same, and therefore there's no identifying siman. Macharozos shel dogim, or it's a line of fish that are on a line together, and all the fishermen do it the same way. V'chatichos shel basar, or you have pieces of meat, and these pieces of meat are produced the same way, all the same, because they're all done in the professional butcher method. V'gizei tzemer, shabos mimidinosan. These are shearings of sheep, of wool, that come from the place where they are sheared, and apparently all the bundles of sheep are done the same way. There's no siman. The anitze pishton, or bundles of flax thread, lishono shel argamon, or pieces of wool that have been dyed purple. All of these things have no siman, and therefore harei elu shelo, they belong to the person who finds them, because again, they have no siman, and due to either their weight or because of their significance, a person realizes right away that they have fallen and he's lost them, and therefore we can assume there is yish, and therefore the person who finds them, therefore can own them. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's statement. Rabbi Yehuda makes another point. Kol sheyesh bo shinoi chayev lahachris. If you find an item that has something unusual about it, even if it's not clear that that unusual thing is necessarily going to be a siman, you're still obligated to announce it. Ketzad, what's an example of this? How is this? Matzah eagle, let's say you find, as we mentioned before, a cake of figs. V'sichu cheres, and there's a piece of pottery in there. The type of pottery that might have been put in as a siman, but might not have been. kikar uvisocho mos, or you have a loaf of bread, and inside it you find money. So it's possible that it was put in there in a way that the owner recognizes it and knows it, and that could be a simon. Because it could be a simon, therefore, you have to announce it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, kol klei anpurya eino chayav lahachriz. Any new utensil that has clearly not been used before, you're not obligated to announce. Now, what is this? What is the point of this? And that is, we are saying that this is a brand new utensil that the owner never had an opportunity to develop what's called tvias ayin. Tvias ayin is where I can't give it a specific identifying identification to the item, but I just have a sense by just a general knowledge of what the item looks like that I know it's mine. Now, the halacha is that, generally speaking, you can't return a lost item object to a person just on the basis of tvias ayin. However, if he's a Talmud Chacham, if he's a Torah scholar, you're allowed to return the item to him just on the basis of the fact that he tells you he has tvias ayin. He has an innate sense, just a general sense that this is this specific item. But if this is a brand new item, therefore even a Talmud Chacham has not had the opportunity to get to know the item well enough, and therefore you cannot return the item to him because he also does not know the item well enough to say it is his, and therefore you may keep it, you are not obligated to announce it.